So here we have it, a prime example of American Gothic, set on the vast prairies of the wilderness. It all speaks of the old Republic and the West, the hard West, the ordeals of combat that define honor, the strict adherence to tribal codes, yet simultaneously behavior of reckless abandon. With death as a companion to chances taken, risks accepted, challenges met, and by God, most of it done with grit and a tear and a song and a smile. Or so goes the legend. But still, maybe it's not just a true anecdote, followed by a lurid falsehood. Maybe it's deeper, way beyond cowboys and saloons and pistols and Texans and whiskey and mysterious strangers and so many of our dark places. Maybe see it this way. Maybe it goes all the way back. The first stories told around campfires. Old Testament. Or Homer in miniature. The Iliad writ small. It kind of tracks that way. Beginning with a wrongful act. Then wounded pride. Moving to a battle royal. Ending with a blood and thunder reenactment of Hector and Achilles. Not before the walls of Troy, but within the dark confines of Mr. Perry Tuttle's dance hall. Or do we claim too much? Another case can be made. Just dumb drunken cowboys slugging and shooting it out over misbehavior by other dumb drunken cowboys. And for us to invest their actions with ideas of heroism, nostalgia, and primitive nobility, even in the poetic sense, is far more than the freight will bear. Or is it? This singer of tales detects the oldest of stories and the old hard religion of courage and the deepest melancholy of lost horizons. What say you, noble listener? What say you?